This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks it will receive following pledges by its Western allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and U.S. M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ex-boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko, brother of Kyiv's mayor, called on IOC head Thomas Bach not to, quote, betray the Olympic spirit and become an accomplice in the abominable war by letting Russia compete.
You propose to authorize Russian and Belarusian athletes to participate in the Paris Games. I tell you, the Russians are Olympic champions in crimes against civilians.
The International Olympic Committee is open to including Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals at the 2024 Games and has opened a door to them competing in qualifiers. The United States and its allies imposed further sanctions on Myanmar on Tuesday, marking the two-year anniversary of the coup, with curbs on energy officials and members of the junta, among others. Canada, Australia, and Britain also announced sanctions. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.